Florida's Cybersecurity Task Force is warning the state against indirect attacks that could interfere with the 2020 elections. A direct attack on elections is when someone tampers with voting machines. Indirect attacks occur when someone tampers with the systems surrounding the machines, be it elections websites or social media.
You can invest very heavily in the latest software, assets, and firewalls, but a single employee who clicks the wrong link can undermine and expose your network.
Secretary of State Laurel Lee says the state is safe from direct attacks, but not indirect ones. Those, she says, could erode people's trust in elections. Lee notes how unofficial election results, the initial tallies appearing on a local supervisor's website, are a common target.
For example, 2020 is a presidential election year, and if our website is defaced such that it reflects that the losing candidate won, and I have to go out the next morning and explain to the press and the public that the winner was actually the other candidate, we have lost such critical public trust.
Lee says alarms, printers, and even electrical systems could be hijacked through email phishing, Trojan horses, and more. She's now working with election officials to teach what she calls cyber hygiene. It refers to best practices that should be done regularly to ward off cybersecurity threats. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.